Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our special Country Western series show, and we are talking today with Lynn Anderson's daughter, Lisa Sutton. She's joining us today to talk about her wonderful mom, great artist, horsewoman, and where that inner strength came from. Welcome to our show, Lisa.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to have you on to pay tribute to Lynn Anderson. What made her so special?
Well, she used to joke, there was an article when I was a kid they wrote. They came out to the house on Beach Creek Road, and apparently a reporter asked me that, and I said, well, she's just mom to me. You know, I knew there was a lot of fanfare around her. I grew up knowing that she was certainly, people looked at her different, you know. But she was mom. When she was off the road, we were at the barn. You know, we rode horses. We had a rose garden in the backyard. It was, mom was a horsey girl, a garden girl. She liked working with the animals and in the yard. And so for me, that was a good way to grow up. You know, we happened to have a barn and could go down and ride. And I think that somewhat kept mom's sanity. It kept her separated. And, you know, I showed all the way through high school thanks to her. So as far as the mom goes, she really gave me a platform of riding horses that kept me grounded. You know, instead of running around and chasing boys on the weekends, I was ready to jump in the truck and go to the horse show, you know, and I think mom kind of, that was a way of protecting me. It was great.
Well, you bet. Hey, tell us about a life lesson that came from your mom, and one maybe that's especially about raising horses.
My mother had a saying that came from her grandmother, and it was the greatest thing for the inside of a kid is the outside of a horse. And I feel like that is true. And now, even today, I'll be going and judging this summer, doing the handicapped children. We work with hippotherapy and helping kids that otherwise might not be able to walk, but to get on a horse and control those four legs underneath them, there's a sense of pride and power that they get. And I think mom taught me that the horses can give you an inner strength.
And you know, horses are now so important for PTSD patients. Tell us about your perspective on the kindness and gentleness coming from horses.
It was starting back in the 80s and 90s. You know, obviously cowboys and Western movies, and that's a quintessential American dream, you know. But I think in the 80s and 90s, it really became apparent that horses are great therapy animals, as well as dogs. There's a nature to them. A horse will not technically try to step on a human. They will literally avert that. They're kind. And so it teaches children, or it teaches veterans, a gentle and a care. It's a communication and a camaraderie of a touch therapy, kind of. It's just super special, and I feel like now, yes, it's a huge organization. It's really taken on like wildfire, and I'm tickled to see it. I feel like we were in the very beginnings of it. I remember the first kid that came over to my baby sister's birthday party had spina bifida, and Dixie Hall, Tom T's wife, and Bonnie Garner and mom put together some horses, and we got Pat out of his wheelchair and up on a horse and had some people on either sides, and his parents about lost it. And then by the end of it, we were all crying. You know, it was beautiful. He was just grinning. And, you know, so it didn't take very long for that to take hold. You know, I mean, it just didn't.
And today there's a special Rose program, we understand. There's this a special meaning behind Lynn Anderson Rose, grown in Wasco, California. Tell us about these unique pink roses.
Okay, we have a website, LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com. A dear friend, J. Buck Ford, who is Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, designed the website and has me a beautiful platform up there. So please visit that. It's got mom's discography and lots of links. But on there is a page dedicated to her special rose. And in the 90s, the Rose Society approached her here in Nashville and said, you know, your song Rose Garden is an anthem among Rosarians. It's played often. We'd like to name a rose after you. So she says, okay, well, what you got? And they came to the house and they brought her a few slides of colors. And so for me, later in hindsight, I remember when a lot of that was happening in the 90s. I was in college, but I came home one weekend and went with her to a convention out at Opryland. And the slides they showed, there were yellow ones, there were red ones. Mom really took a liking to this pink one. And crazy enough, later in life, Mom's a big supporter of women's breast cancer, and the pink, she always wore pink. So she picked a pink rose. It's cream with pink tips. And they ended up growing it for about 5 years and selling it. It was very successful. She was the first woman to have a rose named after her. Now they've got a lot of them. But at the time, Rose Garden, I guess, kind of catapulted her to the front of the line, of course. And then the roses went out. You know, it's after so many years, it's kind of like fashion. Everybody wants to get another rose on the market. And I'm getting nervous talking about my roses. Excuse me. Deep breath. Anyway, it is like the fashion business. There's 1,000 people trying to get their roses on the market. And ends up that Mom did very well, very well. But then, of course, over time, they switch out their catalogs and it's gone. Well, when she passed away, Jeff Duffer at Woodlawn Funeral Home here, which is kind of our cemetery of the country stars in Nashville, he ended up saying to me, hey, maybe you should get some of your mom's rose bushes. I thought, okay, that's cool. And I called out to Lasco and you know, I'd like to get a couple of roses. They, first person on the phone kind of laughed and said, how many? And I said, 2, you know, maybe 10. What, you know, how many do you have? And they laughed and she was like, let me put you on hold. And somebody else came on the phone and they were like, how many, who are you? And I said, well, I'm Lynn Anderson's daughter. And I kind of explained the story. Well, then the guy was like, who are you? You're Lynn Anderson's daughter? And I said, well, yes, sir. And he said, I need to put you on hold. Right? And then he comes back and he's got this other person on the phone. And apparently it was the gentleman from way back when in the 90s that had met Mom. Big fan. Just absolutely adored Mom. Loves the music and loves the rose. And so we struck a deal. I had to get a lot of them. I couldn't just get 10. And it took 3 years, a very big commitment. And 500, you know, roses out in the field. They've grafted the original budwood. They go back to the original plants, and they'll grab budwood, and they graft that into a rootstock. And then they have to grow them for 3 years until I can have them. So I have the last batch right now. I've only had 2 batches, so I'm on my second one. I have them all sitting in the front yard right now. So go on the website, check them out, order them, be great.
And I understand there's only 60 rose bushes left, and you can go to LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com to find out more information. And again, I think this is a terrific tribute to your mom.
Thank you. I did too. I felt compelled. I was really appreciative that Jeff had mentioned it. And now for me, for Mom, it's always been roses and horses, you know? So it's made sense, and it's an endearing kind of piece. And now we have a Facebook page. It's the Lynn Anderson Rose. And I have all these people from all over the country that kind of check in, and they send me pictures of Mom's rose. It's like I've got little pieces of her all over the country. I get to keep in touch with them, and I just love it. I love it. I think it's a... you know, they last for years. They last 20, 30, 40 years. I have people now that find me, and they still have the original ones from the 90s. And so, yeah, we've got about 50 or 60 left right now on this batch. I have another batch in the field out in California for next spring. We are working a deal to bring her back into the national catalog, back to Edmonds and Weeks Roses, which will be wonderful. If I get that done, I could have – I mean, that's – that was it. That was my That would have been the best thing I could have ever done for my mother, I think. Besides getting all of her records from Sony back up on Spotify.
There you go.
This has definitely been kind of more of an endearing project for me.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being on today's show. We sure appreciate it. And again, what a great tribute and a way to say thanks to your mom and to say thanks to all moms listening out there today.
Oh, I would say you are the strongest women on the planet. You know, if you're a mom and you have kids and you've gone through those years of working to set examples and make money and raise and do, that's the most powerful job we have, right? Is to do something for our children. Mommies are our most important thing on the planet. And I think viva women. Viva Lynn Anderson, and thank you so much for having me.
You're a good daughter, Lisa Sutton. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on our Success Made to Last show. And if you all like this show today, make sure and tell us. Comment on our website, successmadetolast.com. And if you want to start your week off great with a little bit of wit and wisdom, make sure and subscribe to our newsletter. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. Tell you a little bit about Blinkist. Blinkist is the most useful app on my phone. And it's really hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. And when you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's this incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on my iPhone, and it could work on your tablet or web browser as well. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading lots of books, and Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, or lunch break, or while you exercise. There's 12 million plus people using Blinkist right now, and it's got a growing library of self-help, business, health, history books. And you can go to Blinkist.com to see some of the latest titles. I like Blinkist because listening to some of the most popular books that I just haven't found time to get to, including Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow and Super Thinking by Gabe Weinberg. Two great books. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/success to start your free 7-day trial today. Give it a shot. You will love microburst learning from Blinkist.